listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled
Death and Resurrection. I honor the saints, visitors, and children. And to those of you that are listening by way of the airwave today, I want to send special greetings to our brothers that are in the Martin County prison, that are still holding up the torch, decreeing and declaring with us today that there is no God like Yahweh. I heard the apostle declare that he is feeling better. So I said to the apostle, since you're feeling so good, you're going to tag team with me today. He is indeed the overseer of our ministry, and we honor you today, sir. Turn your Bibles with me quickly to 1 Corinthians 15. Is there a praise out there? Do I have some believers out there? I said, do I have some believers out there? Oh, tell somebody when God made me. Come on, tell somebody when God made me. He considered me good. Come on, tell your neighbor, he put my eyes at the right place. Oh, come on, he placed my tongue at the right place. Come on, tell me. When God made me, he positioned everything in its rightful place. Oh, somebody ought to bless God in this room. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption and it raised in incorruption. Oh, tell somebody I'm going down corrupt. But one of these good old days, I'm getting up incorruptible. Oh, stand on your feet and lift up the name of Jesus. Say, neighbor, don't watch the way I'm going down. I said, touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, don't look at the way I'm going down. Look at the way I'm coming up.
Oh, wave your hand and praise him, somebody. Hey, that's why verse 51 said, behold, I show thee a mystery. Shout mystery. Mystery. We shall not all sleep. Shout hallelujah. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the trumpet. Oh, somebody praise him. I picked out something in here. Dr. Peart said that there were two different groups. One was linked to the Pharisee, the next to the Sadducee. Let me tell you something up in here. The Sadducee were sad all the time because there were no hope after death. But the Pharisees were happy because they have hope in the resurrection. Now, are you a Sadducee or a Pharisee? All right, this church is of the Pharisee. Let us happy about ourselves in God right now. I want to bring life to this message. The resurrection answered to all the work of Christ. And Dr. Peart, I want to tell you this. The church is wrong. The church portrayed the death of Christ a greater focus. Hardly they make the resurrection the focus. The church makes the death. But I want to tell you, the resurrection is the ground on which the gospel is formed. Be quiet, Dr. Brown. Woo. Verse 14, quickly, verse 14. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain, and we become false witness. Slow down a little bit here. Now, there are many arguments within the aspect of Christology. There are the argument of the incarnation. There is the argument of the crucifixion. There is the argument, hallelujah, of how God became a man. But the greatest Christological argument is that of the resurrection. So I want to focus on verse 14. If Christ be not risen, somebody stand and praise him. If Christ be not risen, we have a problem around here. Some of our churches are dead. So dead. But if you believe in the resurrection, I want to tell you, you have a foretaste of glory. Christ raised from the dead, give the church a foretaste of the rapture. Come on, somebody. Every believer in God have a foretaste of the rapture. Shout hallelujah. That in spite of how I go down, I will come up in glory. I go down weaker, I come up in strength. I go down in dishonor. I come up in glory. Oh, wave your hand and praise him. I go down corrupted. I come back incorrupted. Can I make this? Can I bring some truth to you? If Christ did not raise from the dead, the crucifixion would mean nothing to us. If Christ did not raise from the dead, the incarnation means nothing. If Christ did not raise from the dead, there would be no rapture of the church. If Christ was not raised from the dead, there would be no second coming. Shout hallelujah. There would be no millennial kingdom. But because of the resurrection, I have hope of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Shout hallelujah. That someday Christ will return. Someday he will step out on a cloud to call his children. The dead in Christ shall rise. Shout hallelujah. And those that sleep in the earth shall come forth. Some to the resurrection of life. Some to the resurrection of damnation. What side are you on? The resurrection. Can I tell you that Christ was not known as Lord of Lords because of his healing ministry? He was not declared to be the Son of God by the crucifixion. Paul said, but declare to be the Son of God by the resurrection of the dead. or you don't get this in your spirit. Shout hallelujah. Let me tell you what make Christ so distinguished from all the other gods. Buddha, he go down but he never get up, and his sepulcher is among us today. Hari Krishna, he went down, he never get up. Muhammad, Nation of Islam need to listen to me right now. Where Muhammad laid, he's still there. Are you with me in the house? Shout hallelujah. But grave could only hold my Jesus for 3 days. Shout hallelujah. At the end of 3 days, he shake the bars of hell. Shout hallelujah. Up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his church. He arose that victory from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Dr. Peart, come on and praise him up in here. Make me a promise that we will make the resurrection of Christ a focal point of the ministry. Hallelujah. A focal point, hallelujah, of the doctrine of Christ. For without the resurrection, there is no hope. That's why he's my hero. Shout hallelujah. And raising from the dead, he's encouraging every single believer. Don't be afraid of death. Come on, somebody. I got the key. Shout hallelujah. I got the key of death. Tell 3 persons, Satan cannot kill me. Tell your person, Satan cannot kill me. Obia cannot take me out. Are you hearing me? Voodoo cannot take me out. Doctors don't determine how long I have lived here. Shout hallelujah. Tell somebody, cancer cannot take me out. Leukemia cannot take me out. Diabetes cannot take me out. High blood pressure cannot take me out. For my God got the key of death. Have a sister in the church in Jamaica. The doctor gave her 4 days. This about 7 months ago, 4 days. I sent a message to her. I said, stay up tonight. It was a Thursday night. I said, I will be in prayer all night for you. Doctors don't determine the life of the brethren in this church. I said, I'm a part of a powerful organization. And I went to God. I said, God, don't let the doctor's order come true. She's doing 7 months. The doctor changed his mind and gave her 11 days. I said, God, that cannot work either. She is alive today because she have a church that pray, a powerful church who believe in the resurrection. The resurrection give hope. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Stand to your feet and praise him in the house. Look at the area where you're hurting and said, you can't take me out. Put your hand over that area you're hurting and said, you can't take me out. Come on, heal yourself. Put your hand there and don't you need delaying of hands up like this. Put your hand right there and said, you can't take me out. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Do a deliverance. deliverance service right now. Deliver yourself right now. Deliver yourself. Speak to your situation. You can't take me out. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. Then listen to this. St. Paul said, every man in his own order. Dr. Brown. Every man will get up in his own order. We'll wave your hand and praise him. Oh, glory to God. Shout hallelujah. Thank God I won't come up with the ungodly. I won't come up with the OB worker. I will come up in the order of the clergy. Every man in his own order. Somebody praise him up in here. Shout hallelujah. And I can't tell you what my body will look like. Because the Bible said, God giveth it a body. I have a limp in my step, but I'm coming up back walking upright. Ah, Minister Glenn bending over, but I want to tell you something. God gonna give you a body, straighten out your spinal cord. Shout hallelujah. God gonna give you a body as pleaseth him. Shout hallelujah. A body that is not subjected to pain and suffering. Shout hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, suffer a little now. I want to talk to those in the prison house. Use this message and encourage yourself. Shout hallelujah. That things will only get better with Christ. Things can only get better with Christ. Tell yourself, my greatest days are ahead of me. Shout hallelujah. My greatest victory is yet ahead of me. Shout hallelujah. Touch three persons and said, if you think you see me at my best, just wait until my tomorrow. Shout hallelujah. My best preaching are yet ahead of me. Shout hallelujah. The greatest miracle to be performed in God in the Raw ministry are still yet to be performed. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. The biggest tent have never been pitched yet. Oh, wave your hand and praise God. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody wave the hand and praise him. Stand to your feet and praise him. Stand to your feet and praise him. You have hope. You have hope. Come on and praise him. You have hope. And the hope is the foretaste of the resurrection.
Come on and magnify God if you're a believer. Come on and magnify God if you have this hope in you. Lift him up and shout in a great big hallelujah. Pentecost is on the way. I said Pentecost is on the way. Let's get back to 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 50. But this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither do it corruption inherit incorruption. This body cannot enter into God's rest. Come on and bless God. And that's why God have a new body to give to those that, but he have a new body to give to both bad and good. Some of you don't know that there was a long time when I was a kid growing up, I thought that the resurrected body was only for the believers. But then I come to find out that everyone that die is coming back in a new body. The believers that die in Christ will get a body to glorify God forever and ever and ever. And those that deny the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, they will come up with a new body to withstand the fire of hell. I hear the word of God said that their worm dieth not. I'm telling you, man will be crying for death, but Jesus has the key. Oh, somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody praise him. You think you can't serve God in this body? You think it's too much to pull away from that which is evil? Well, let me tell you something, honey. You will pay the price for the evil deeds. It's time to repent and turn from your wicked ways. Somebody lift up Jesus. Listen, listen, listen. Behold, I show you a mystery. Verse 51. We shall not all sleep. Death. This sleep means death. We shall not all die. Some people is going to live to see the Son of Man coming in the cloud of the sky. Oh, come here, Sunday lady. Oh, sir. The question is, where will you be then? Some people is going to be on their way to Paris, and God is going to call home the pilot. Some people will be on the bus. God call home the driver. Some people will be making their last move, having no clue what is about to hit them next. In a moment, verse 52, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound. There is going to be a sound. I believe that when Jesus called Lazarus from the dead, he didn't hear the voice of Jesus. I believe he heard a trumpet. And the trumpet shook him back into life. Somebody praise God. Tell somebody, one of these days, I will be laying in my grave, but my ears will be alert, waiting the trumpet of God. Oh, somebody praise him. He said, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. Jump up on your feet and tell two people, if I die before the rapture, don't cry for me, because at the sound of the trumpet, I will be changed. Oh, tell somebody, if I die before the trumpet, as long as I die in Jesus' name, then it is well. Somebody shout, it is well with my soul. Hey, Adolobosa. Come here, Sindiosa. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Can I tell you? You only don't want to serve God because you don't understand. You only give as much trouble as you do because you really don't understand. You should be begging us to open the doors 7 days a week and twice on Sabbath and tell us, Apostle, Dr. Peart, shut down the music and teach us the word of God. Because there is a great day coming. I said that there is a great day coming. You may feel good in your body now, but you will die one day. And if you live to see the rapture, you will have to face the judgment. what condition will you be in then? Oh, somebody lift up Jesus. For those of you that believe, turn to your neighbor and said, one thing I know for sure, I am on the Lord's side. Come on, tell somebody, I am on the Lord's side. Going to be swallowed up in victory. Hello? And the believers, I believe that the believer that get up out of the grave is going to look at death and say, oh, death. Come on, tell somebody, when you're in your new body, you're gonna have bragging rights. Come on, we're gonna brag for a moment. We're going to be looking at death and say, oh, death. Where is that thing?
This message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91 God in the Raw. Be blessed. Be blessed.
You'll know it's here.